evening, everyone. Today is Friday, February 6th, 2026. Welcome to Goodnight Coffee. I'm your host, and in Sparkles for tonight's coffee time, I'll be bringing you the freshest, hottest updates from the world of business and tech. Let's chat about the innovative stories that are changing our lives. Ready? Let's relax and begin tonight's warm companionship. According to CNBC, Toyota Motor Corporation announced a major executive change on February 6, 2026. Current Chief Financial Officer Kenta Kahn will officially assume the roles of President and Chief Executive Officer on April 1 of the same year. Meanwhile, the current CEO, Koji Sato, will transition to Vice Chairman and additionally take on the newly created role of Chief Industrial Officer. This marks Toyota's second top leadership change in just 3 years. The reshuffle was announced alongside an upward revision of the company's full-year profit forecast, reflecting Toyota's intent to strengthen profitability and accelerate transformation amidst fierce market competition, adjustments to its electric vehicle strategy, and governance concerns surrounding the acquisition of its affiliate, Toyota Industries. The incoming CEO, Kenta Kahn, joined Toyota in 1991, has a long tenure in finance, became CFO in 2020, and is seen internally as a key figure in pushing for the privatization deal of Toyota Industries. Under the new arrangement, Koji Sato will focus more broadly on industrial affairs, aiming to accelerate management decision-making processes. According to CNBC, Amazon.com Inc.'s recently announced capital expenditure plan for 2026 is projected to reach a staggering $200 billion, a figure far exceeding market expectations and making its investments stand out among tech giants. This massive spending is primarily focused on building artificial intelligence infrastructure, including constructing data centers, developing custom chips, and enhancing network capabilities. The aim is to support the continued growth of its cloud computing business, Amazon Web Services, and deeply integrate AI into core operations like retail and advertising. Despite strong revenue performance, investors expressed concerns over the return efficiency of the huge capital outlay and the company's Q1 operating profit outlook, which fell short of expectations. This led to a more than 7% drop in its stock price in after-hours trading. Amazon's president and CEO, Andy Jassy, defended the plan, emphasizing that investments in areas like AI represent an extraordinary opportunity for the company and are expected to yield strong long-term capital returns. Meanwhile, other major tech firms have also announced aggressive investment strategies. For instance, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai stated the company would significantly increase capital expenditures in 2026 to build AI infrastructure and drive Google Cloud growth. Microsoft CFO Amy Hood revealed that about two-thirds of the company's capital expenditures in the second quarter of this fiscal year would be on short-term, monetizable assets like GPUs and CPUs. The market is closely watching the massive investments by these hyperscalers in the AI arms race and their potential impact on future profitability. According to the tech news platform ReadHub, AI company OpenAI officially launched its new enterprise-grade platform, Frontier, on February 6, 2026, aiming to further expand its enterprise customer market. Described as OpenAI's most powerful enterprise solution to date, the platform integrates several of the company's advanced technologies, including its latest language models, and is specifically designed to meet the complex needs of large organizations. It is reported that the Frontier platform offers enhanced levels of data privacy and security, customizable model fine-tuning capabilities, and dedicated technical support services. Its goal is to help enterprise clients integrate AI technology into their core business processes and products more safely and efficiently. This launch is seen as a key strategic move by OpenAI in the enterprise services sector, intended to consolidate and expand its share in the increasingly competitive market for commercial AI applications. As global demand for AI tools grows across industries, major tech companies are actively vying for enterprise clients. OpenAI's introduction of this integrated platform is a direct response to corporate concerns regarding data control, compliance, and system stability. According to ReadHub, China's instant retail giant Meituan completed its acquisition of the fresh produce e-commerce platform Dingdong Maikai on February 5, 2026. This transaction marks a significant consolidation in the local lifestyle services sector. Through this acquisition, Meituan further strengthens its capabilities in instant retail, particularly in the supply chain and instant delivery for fresh produce categories. public information shows that Dingdong Maikai operates a network of front-end warehouses in multiple Chinese cities, focusing on providing fast delivery services for online fresh food. Meituan, as a leading domestic lifestyle services e-commerce platform, expects its food delivery, in-store, and instant retail businesses to generate synergies with Dingdong Maicai's existing system. The relevant legal and financial procedures have been completed, though the specific terms and amount of the deal were not disclosed. Industry observers note that this move could potentially reshape the competitive landscape of the current fresh produce e-commerce market, concentrating resources further towards leading platforms. Following the acquisition, integration work in technology, warehousing, logistics, and user resources between the two companies is expected to proceed gradually. According to tech media TechWeb, Apple CEO Tim Cook recently announced that the company will enter the field of artificial intelligence hardware. Cook stated that Apple is developing a series of new devices integrated with cutting-edge AI technology, designed to provide users with unprecedented interactive experiences. Among them, the first highly anticipated product, Apple AI Glasses, is expected to be officially launched later this year. The glasses are described as a wearable smart device that will deeply integrate Apple's voice assistant Siri and multiple machine learning-based real-time environmental awareness and information overlay functions. In announcing this strategy, Cook emphasized that Apple's goal is to seamlessly integrate AI into people's daily lives, making it intuitive and practical. This official announcement marks a significant expansion of Apple's hardware product line, moving from traditional areas like smartphones and computers into the more forward-looking market of AI-specific devices. Currently, Apple has not disclosed more detailed information regarding the specific specifications, pricing, or exact release date for these glasses. According to ReadHub, Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer NIO Incorporated released its performance forecast for the fourth quarter of 2025 on February 6, 2026. The company expects its operating profit for the final quarter of 2025 to reach between 700 million and 1.2 billion yuan. This forecast data marks an important step for NIO on its path to achieving sustained profitability. Previously, as a major player in China's premium EV market, NIO had long been in an investment phase. This announced operating profit expectation is a positive financial signal sent to the market. The company stated that achieving this expectation will be based on its continuously improving vehicle deliveries, optimized product mix, and ongoing operational efficiency enhancements. Market analysts point out that this profit forecast range reflects management's cautious optimism regarding quarterly performance. NIO's launch of multiple new models and expansion of its battery swap service network in recent years are seen as key factors supporting its business growth and profitability improvement. As the global automotive industry accelerates its shift towards electrification, NIO's financial target is also being closely watched by investors and industry observers. According to SinoTech, U.S. space exploration company SpaceX plans to launch a mobile phone product capable of directly accessing the Starlink satellite internet. This news was widely reported by multiple media outlets between February 5 and 6, 2026. According to reports, this phone aims to utilize SpaceX's vast constellation of Starlink low Earth orbit satellites to provide users with broader communication coverage, especially in remote areas at sea or in the air where traditional terrestrial cellular networks are unavailable. Currently, SpaceX's Starlink internet service primarily provides broadband access to users through ground terminal equipment. A phone with directly integrated satellite connectivity would mark a significant expansion of the company's business into the consumer electronics field. This move is seen as a key step in SpaceX's strategy to further integrate its aerospace technology with the global communications market. Analysis suggests that if implemented, this plan could potentially challenge the traditional market landscape of existing mobile network operators and satellite phone service providers. However, specific details regarding the phone's specifications, release timeline, and pricing have not been officially announced. According to the latest data released by the National Radio and Television Administration, China's microdrama market achieved a significant milestone in 2025, surpassing the 100 billion yuan mark in scale. This figure has doubled compared to 2024. As reported by Huxiu24H, this rapid growth reflects the substantial market recognition and user base this content format has gained in recent years. Microdramas typically refer to series with short episode durations and compact plots, primarily produced and distributed via mobile internet platforms. Industry observers note that the rapid expansion of the market scale is attributed to several factors, including the proliferation of mobile devices, the development of user habits for consuming content in fragmented time, and continuous innovation by platforms in content distribution and business models. Meanwhile, regulatory bodies like the NRTA have also strengthened guidance and standardized management of the industry to promote healthy and orderly market development. The formation of this 100 billion yuan market signifies that microdramas have evolved from an emerging content category into a significant component of China's online audiovisual industry, bringing new development opportunities for content creators, production institutions, and related industry chains. According to Tech Media TechWeb, two leading companies in the artificial intelligence field, Anthropic and OpenAI, released their latest programming-specific models on the same day, February 6, 2026, sparking discussions about who holds the advantage in code generation. Anthropic launched the Claude Opus 4.6 model, which features several improvements in coding skills, including the ability to plan tasks more carefully, operate more reliably within large code bases, and possess better code review and debugging capabilities to identify its own errors. This is the first time the Opus series model offers a beta version with a 1 million token context window. According to official information, the model performed exceptionally well in several professional evaluations, such as achieving the highest score on the Agent Coding Benchmark Terminal Bench 2.0. Meanwhile, OpenAI released the GPT-5.3 Codex model, focused on agentic development workflows. OpenAI stated that the new model has enhanced capabilities in reasoning and expertise and runs 25% faster than its predecessor. Its accompanying Codex application is designed as a command center for multi-agent workflows, featuring built-in work trees and cloud environments that allow agents to work in parallel for increased efficiency. The release of these two models marks a new stage of competition in AI's role in assisting software development, boosting developer productivity, and handling complex programming tasks. An Anthropic executive previously revealed that internally, 70% to 90% of the company's code is already AI-generated, while OpenAI continues to emphasize its mission of empowering various industries through AI and ensuring the broad distribution of the technology's benefits. According to Sina Tech, Elon Musk recently elaborated on his space GPU concept again while participating in a tech podcast. He predicted that deploying AI computing in space would become the lowest cost option within the next 30 to 36 months, and the cost advantage would be overwhelming. Musk pointed out that the core bottleneck constraining data center development is no longer the chips themselves, but power supply. He stated that except for China, global power growth is nearly stagnant, while chip manufacturing capacity is expanding exponentially. He anticipates that by the end of 2025, the world will face a situation where large computing clusters cannot operate due to power shortages, leaving many chips idle. In contrast, space-based solar power holds significant advantages, with power generation efficiency potentially 5 times that of Earth. Considering the lack of need for energy storage batteries, the overall economic benefit could even improve to tenfold. Additionally, solar panels used in space, not needing to withstand wind and rain, have simpler structures and lower costs. Musk's remarks follow the formal acquisition of his AI company xAI by his space exploration company SpaceX. This merger aims to leverage orbital infrastructure to break through the energy and heat dissipation bottlenecks limiting Earth-based AI development. In fact, SpaceX has already filed an application with the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, planning to deploy a constellation of up to 1 million satellites forming an orbital data center. Musk described this grand plan as the first step towards a Kardashev Type 2 civilization capable of harnessing the total energy of a star. This concept also echoes early industry practices. For example, a company successfully launched a satellite equipped with high-performance GPUs into orbit and completed in-orbit AI training in 2025. Tech giants like Google have also announced similar space computing exploration projects. Musk emphasized that ground-based data centers face severe heat dissipation challenges and land approval restrictions, while the vacuum environment of space provides a natural solution for heat dissipation and can circumvent many ground-based regulatory hurdles. Alright, that's all for today's episode. I hope today's sharing brought you a bit of relaxation and inspiration. If you enjoy our show, we'd love for you to subscribe and share it with your friends. It helps us a lot. We'll see you next time.